Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. More than 3 million people have cast ballots across North Carolina during the early voting period, which ends this Saturday. In Columbus County, as of close of business on Monday, 12,568 of the county's 37,500 registered voters have made their choices. Polls are open from 8:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. through Friday. Saturday is the last day of early voting. Polls will be open from 8:30 until 3. And remember, any registered voter can cast a ballot at any of the 5 precincts in the county during early voting. On election day, you will have to go to your home precinct. Now, Lieutenant Governor and Republican gubernatorial hopeful Park Robinson lambasted Democrat candidate Rachel Hunt this week for a TV ad some have called racist. Hunt is a Democrat who is running for the seat that Robinson currently holds. In the commercial, which she is not running against Robinson, remember, but in the TV commercial, she is shown holding a mop and a bottle of hydrogen peroxide, which is what she says she will use to clean Robinson's current office. Robinson, who is black, has said that the ad is racist. The ad has been pulled from some social media platforms without comment by the Hunt administration. An Old Stake Road resident was charged with growing marijuana and owning a handgun capable of a fully automatic fire on Monday. Dustin Randall Dunklin, age 34, had a suppressed fully automatic 9mm handgun and 5 marijuana plants in his home. Dunklin was previously convicted of felony breaking, entering, and larceny and was prohibited from owning any type of firearm. See this story online for more information. The victim of a domestic shooting called 911 after she was assaulted but died at the scene. Brandy Alexis Scott, age 30, was allegedly shot by Frederick Smith, age 72, in the Saturday incident. Paramedics tried to assist Scott, but she was pronounced dead at the Elizabeth Lane home. Sheriff Bill Rogers says Smith is being held under no bond on a single charge of murder. There's all kinds of spooky fun opportunities coming up around here in the next couple of days, folks. Churches and area civic groups, as well as some government agencies, are hosting trunk-or-treat, fall festivals, and much more. Wyville Police and Wyville Firefighters are going to sponsor trick-or-treating at the Municipal Building at Columbus and Madison Streets from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday. Waccamaw Siouan Tribal Center is also going to have trunk-or-treat on Thursday from 6 to 9 at Tribal Headquarters on Old Lake Road. Southeastern Community College is going to host its annual trunk-or-treat Thursday at the campus starting at 6 p.m. Remember, if you're headed to that, plan ahead, bring your patience, because there were thousands of folks that attended that last year. It's expected to be even bigger this year. It's always a big, good time. The college does a great job with that. The Nightmare on Franklin Street, featuring the Tunnel of Terror, is back this Thursday. Visitors to the attraction are being asked to donate $1 to $5 for hurricane relief. All proceeds will go to Samaritan's Purse. The Scary Good Time starts at 5:30 Thursday at 413 South Franklin Street in Wyville. It's turkey shoot season again. Starting this Friday, Transformation Church will host their shoot every Friday and Saturday nights at 6 p.m. They're located at 9955 James P. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Costs $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Remember to let us know at ColumbusCountyNews.com when and where your nonprofit church or civic group is having a shoot, and we'll put it on our list. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.